The Sweden Democrats want residents to get the right to stop construction in their local area through a so-called citizen's veto. Party leader Jimmy Åkesson made the announcement in his speech at Almedalen on Wednesday. The proposal would mean that construction projects could be stopped if enough people living close by are against it. The parties say they also want a map to be created, allowing the public to see if people convicted of child sex offences live in a particular area. A trial got underway today in the Danish capital Copenhagen involving Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg, who's facing charges in connection to her involvement in a 2024 protest outside Copenhagen University. She's been charged with illegal trespassing over the protest against the situation in Gaza, and prosecutors are calling for her to be fined. Thunberg has herself denied wrongdoing and wants to be acquitted. The number of active blood donors in Sweden has fallen in recent years, and last year sat at just 2.7% of the adult population. At least 5% blood donation is needed for Sweden to be prepared in a crisis, according to the National Board of Health and Welfare. Young people seem to be behind the fall, with young men in particular underrepresented. Just 1.4% between the ages of 18 and 24 give blood. And this summer, the Swedish Chemicals Agency plans to visit markets in Sweden on the hunt for poisonous substances inside toys and jewellery. Around 40% of the jewellery the agency's previously inspected contained prohibited substances. In toys, it's common to find lead, for example, while jewellery can often contain nickel, lead and cadmium, which can impact fertility, cause allergies and in some cases increase the risk of cancer. And those were Wednesday's headlines from Radio Sweden. I'm Michael Walsh. We'll be back with another news update on Thursday.